Chapter 12. We must have been walking for days. I do not really remember. When suddenly two men put us at gunpoint and motioned with their guns for us to come closer. We walked in between two rows of men carrying machine guns, AK-47s, G3s, and RPGs. Their faces were dark, as if they had bathed them in charcoal, and they stared intensely at us with their extremely red eyes. When we got to the back of the line, there were four men lying on the ground, their uniforms soaked with blood. One of them lay on his stomach and his eyes were wide open and still. His insides were spilling out onto the ground. I turned away and my eyes caught the smashed head of another man. Something inside his brain was still pulsating and he was breathing. I felt nauseated. Everything began to spin around me. One of the soldiers was looking at me, chewing something and smiling. He took a drink from his water bottle and threw the remaining water at my face. "You will get used to it. Everybody does eventually," he said. Gunshots erupted nearby and the soldiers began to move, taking the six of us with them. We came upon a river where the soldiers' aluminum boats with mortars gently floated. We saw bodies of 11 and 13-year-old boys in army shorts piled by the river. We turned our faces away. The gunshots were getting louder. As we climbed into the boats, an RPG flew from the bushes, exploding on the shore. The top of the river was boiling. A man in army trousers came running down the path toward the boats, shooting at the soldiers. One of the men in my boat opened fire, dropping the man on the ground. The boats headed downstream, and we were let off near a tributary. A soldier led us to Yile, a village that was occupied by the military. It was a big village with more than 10 houses. The soldiers occupied most of them. They had cut down the bush around the village, except for the entrance from the river through which we arrived. This way, the soldier explained to us, it would be difficult for the enemy to attack. In the beginning, it seemed we had finally found safety at Yile. The village was always full of lively chattering and laughter. The adults, civilians, and soldiers spoke about the weather, planting seasons, hunting, and nothing about the war. At first, we couldn't understand why people behaved this way, but gradually the smiles on people's faces assured us that there was nothing to worry about anymore. All that darkened the mood of the village was the sight of orphaned children. There were over 30 boys between the ages of 7 and 16. I was one of them. Apart from this, there was no indication that our childhood was threatened, much less that we would be robbed of it. We stayed in a big, unfinished cement brick house along with other boys. A large green top served as its roof, and we slept on the cement floor on tiny blankets that two people shared. The soldiers set up their garrison in another unfinished brick house, and there they socialized separate from the civilians. In the evenings, they watched movies, played music, laughed, and smoked marijuana. The smell of it covered the entire village.